I entered the 45,000 square foot event building at the Ag Center just minutes after the official opening of the 10th annual Asheville Chamber of Commerce Job Fair. While the place was abuzz with people looking for work, organizers say the crowd was down a bit compared to the Great Recession years.
It's a light turnout. It's lighter than it has been in previous years. In previous years, there's been people lined up out the door just waiting for this to open.
And why do you think that is?
I think it's low unemployment. You know, it's just not the same number of people looking for jobs that have been looking from in the previous years.
That's Mark Miller. He lives in McDowell County but works with the Flint Group at its plant in Buncombe County. It's a global company, which is one of the largest suppliers to the printing and packing industry. Worldwide, the company has around 6,800 employees. It's privately owned by Goldman Sachs Merchant Banking Division in partnership with a subsidiary of Koch Industries. Miller says his plant is looking for manufacturing technicians, logistics coordinators, supervisors, and shipping and receiving managers.
What's the most difficult part of filling these positions?
Finding good qualified people that are, you know, wanting to work, ready to go to work. There's definitely jobs, but it's definitely tough. It's a challenge. We're hopeful, I guess is a better word than optimistic.
Janice Henson of Asheville has a full-time job in accounts receivable at a Weaverville manufacturing plant. She came to the job fair because she recently learned her job will disappear next month.
What do you see here that intrigues you?
There's several different places that have positions open that I'm qualified for, but they're willing to offer anything. So any kind of help that you can see, I think, which I like, you know, just help.
Janice Henson added that she's optimistic that she will find a new job. Nearly every sector of the economy was represented: healthcare, banking, fast food, area breweries, little-known companies to well-known corporations, including GE Aviation. Chris Smith lives in Haywood County and works at the GE plant in Asheville. Smith says the plant has 300 employees and needs people to fill new jobs.
How difficult is it to find people who are qualified to work for GE Aviation?
It seems to be getting better. We have a good partnership with the community colleges and are reaching out to the high schools for some apprenticeship work. We're just trying to partner with them to let them know our expectations and kind of what we're looking for. That way we get the right people in whenever we do look to hire somebody.
AVL Industries has job openings. The privately owned company specializes in the design and development of mobile satellite antenna positioner systems and has 175 employees. The company, which was founded in 1994, is based in Asheville. Jeff Hayes has been with AVL 13 years. He lives in Henderson County.
We'll be hiring in the near future. We have a new facility going up now, which will be done around the end of the first quarter. At that point, we'll be looking for assemblers, composite technicians, paint prep, stock room, pretty much the whole gambit, what it takes to run a company.
There was a one-of-a-kind booth. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, North Carolina has the lowest percentage of employed wage and salary workers represented by a union. Despite that ranking, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers was represented at the job fair. The Asheville-based Local 238 was established in 1902. Electrician and union member Josh Rhodes says the climate for unions in the state is tough, but they are attracting new members. Rhodes says they're looking for men and women with a desire to become a career electrician.
What we do, we service the electrical industry, all phases of the electrical industry, construction to maintenance to in manufacturing for the electrical trades. It's rough here in North Carolina. You know, there ain't many of us. But we've been, the last 7 or 8 years, we've really thrived and been doing good. You'd be amazed how many people just stop by and, you know, say glad to see there's a labor union here. You'd be amazed how many, half the people come by just to say that. So we do need a lot of electricians and upcoming jobs coming up. So that's our main reason for being here, is recruiting new people.
Officials with the Asheville Chamber of Commerce say there are 5,000 job openings that they hope will be filled over the course of the year, and that planning for next year's job fair has already begun. For WCQS News, I'm David Horand.